This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Yet another organization that we have not had the pleasure of showcasing on the show. Going to learn a lot. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that Jennifer knocked one out of the ballpark for us this month in terms of new guests. So kudos to Jennifer.
You know, one of the pleasures of having the show run for so long is that we've had a lot of return guests. I mean, it's been fun to watch those organizations grow and evolve and change, but it is also refreshing to get some new blood on the show,
right,
and
absolutely
see all the amazing things going on in other organizations. So let's get to it. We're joined today by David Strauss. He is a closing attorney with O'Kelley and Sorahan. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is ours, David. I assure you, appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into the import of your work, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background, and give us that overview of O'Kelley and Sorahan.
Sure. Well, like I said, my name is David Strauss. I'm a closing attorney with O'Kelley and Sorahan. I run our Cumming office, and we have a small office up there with 19 offices in the Atlanta metro area. Part of what we do to make it easy for folks to get their closing taken care of. I handle residential closings primarily, but we do a little bit of everything as a firm. And I've been practicing law for about 7 years now.
So let's talk a little bit more about O'Kelley and Sorahan and kind of, you know, what it is that you all do as far as closings and how does that work?
Yeah, so we are a residential closing firm, which means that we're primarily closing on the sale of homes, whether it's a new home or a purchase of a resale. Basically, what we do is we get a contract from buyer and a seller, and we input that into our system. We get the file opened up and basically walk the parties through the process from beginning to end. We will make sure that everything is prepared and in the file for the closing. We communicate with both real estate agents, buyers, sellers, and lenders, and sort of bring all the parties that are part of a closing together at the table, get all the documents signed, and get people into their houses.
It can be an intimidating process, or certainly it looks intimidating. You sit down and see the stacks of paperwork.
Yeah, they get bigger all the time, too, I think.
But who's your actual customer? Is it builders? Is it agents? Is it individual buyers? Is it all of the above?
Yeah, so technically our client is actually the lender. In Georgia, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. The closing attorney actually represents the lender in the transaction, which is a little, people always are surprised by that because typically what happens is the buyer chooses where the closing takes place. So even though the buyer is deciding who's doing the closing, that attorney is representing the lender and making sure that the loan is done correctly and that the lender is going to be able to, make sure they get repaid for the loan on the property. But in practice, we sort of act as the go-between, like I was saying, between all of the parties. So we'll communicate with the buyer, we communicate with the seller, we communicate with the lender, and we make sure that everybody's on the same page and getting everything done that needs to happen in order for the transaction to close.
Got it.
Oh, that's interesting. So what does O'Kelley and Sorahan do different? Is there anything that you all do to make the process easier for your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that sets us apart from other real estate closing firms is our customer service focus. So we really look at ourselves as more of a retail business than we do as a law firm. Because even though, like I said, we represent the lender, but really what we're doing is providing a service to the buyer and the seller. And we understand that the parties are, like you said, sometimes a bit overwhelmed by all of the pieces that go into it. And so what we do is try and make everyone feel really comfortable by sharing our vast experience and knowledge and understanding of the closing process. We communicate with the parties throughout the process from beginning to end, let them know what's going on, what they can expect, what they need to provide for us. And so we just really make ourselves available to the clients. And I think that's the other big thing is at our firm, if you call and you have a question, you can talk to an attorney at any time.
Or know. An actual attorney.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times I call and ask for David and they're like, oh, let me see if he's there. Let me transfer. Oh, he's, you know, he's on a call. Can I take a message? But they're not screening. You know, if he's there, you get to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because they don't know who I am. I mean, I could be Joe homeowner, you know?
Right. Yep. Yeah. Right. There's no such thing as put him to voicemail at our firm. We, if we're in the office, we'll take the call. And the other thing too is, you know, myself and all the other attorneys in the firm, we understand that real estate agents and buyers and sellers, it's not 9 to 5 for them, you know.
Right.
As some might, you know, most people can't go look at a house until later in the day, or and a lot of this stuff ends up being time sensitive. So when parties have a question about a contract, they've got a deadline coming up. It doesn't matter if it's after hours or before the day started. We're always available. Most of the agents have our cell phone numbers, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for us. I'm not sure, but no, we're always happy to, you know, talk to people and help them resolve whatever.
Well, I remember when I would go through that last time I went through that process and I was in that closing procedure and I had this, all these things to sign and I was so anxious. That, what am I really signing here? I don't really know what to look for or questions. And I think everyone sensed that I was a little anxious, but they got impatient with me saying, come on, just trust us, it's fine.
Right.
How do you deal with someone who maybe is like looking at this thing, you know, I'm assuming it sounds like from our basic interactions that you're pretty patient with people and walk them through and deal with any kind of question or concern they might have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we never want somebody to have a negative experience in the closing room. And so if you're anxious about the documents you're signing, we don't want to just push you to sign the documents. Yes, we're often on a time crunch to get the closing done, but really the primary goal, because we're customer service focused, is to make sure that you feel comfortable about what you're signing. So sometimes we do have people who want to read every word of the document. You know, we don't love when that happens, but we understand that people are anxious. And for many people, this is the biggest financial transaction of their entire life. And so part of what we do, in addition to setting ourselves up as being customer oriented, is we do a lot of outreach with real estate agents and other people who are in the real estate industry to educate them about the process. So that way they can educate their buyer and seller. And one of the things that we do is we tell agents, you know, if you have a client who this is their first time home purchase and they are going to be apprehensive, just let us know. And we'll do our best to get the documents from the lender ahead of time. And then we can send them to them before the closing so they can look through them. And if they have questions, like I had one just a few weeks ago where the person said, you know, I've never done this before. I want to read everything. So we got it to them ahead of time. They had a bunch of questions about some of the items in the security deed, which is the document the lender files on the property. So they called me up. I walked them through it. They felt much better. And then we had a really smooth closing. So.
Well, you know, you think about it. You do this every day.
Right.
You know, the realtors do it every day. A lot of the sellers, you know, depending on who you are, if you're a builder, obviously, you do it every day. And then there's some of us, because, you know, the way we built our house and bought land and closed a million times, have done it a lot. But the average person buys, what, one or two houses in their lifetime? I don't think people are moving as much as they were. So they're not going to see these documents.
Right. And the terminology and stuff, you know, that happens a lot. Sometimes when you call to help people, you know, you hear how jargony it is, and that doesn't make sense to somebody if they've never been through the process.
Yeah, they just really need it in layman's terms.
Exactly. And we do our best to make sure that we're explaining things that it doesn't sound like a lawyer explaining it to
right.
you. It's just somebody saying, hey, this is what you're signing, and, you know, here's what the implications are for you.
Although it's kind of funny, you look at all the paperwork you have to sign now to buy a car.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost as bad as buying a house. And, you know, I think people just sign it. I don't think they read it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, because, at the end of the day, you know, if you don't sign it, you don't get the loan, I guess. But I think we try and make sure that if people are just signing, that we're still, you know, not just letting them sign. We're saying, hey, you know, this is what you're signing here. This is what this document is. And with the loan packages these days, a lot of the stuff is, they're sort of hold harmless type things, notices that are required by law. There are only maybe like a handful of documents in the entire closing package that pertain to the actual numbers. And so we really make sure when we're going over those that everybody understands, here's how your escrow account works. Here's when your first payment's due, all that sort of stuff.
Do you have advice for home buyers on how they can make the process easier for themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in this market right now, it's such a tight market. The sellers really have an advantage because there's just not a lot of supply right now.
Right.
So one thing is to be patient if you're a buyer looking for a home right now.
Right.
But the best advice that I can give you is to make sure that you find a good real estate agent. And if you're taking a loan, a good lender, because those folks are just so integral to the process.
How do you do that? I mean, what are the steps you should go through to get a good lender?
So the threshold objective is to find yourself a good real estate agent. And there are plenty of good agents in Atlanta. If you are looking for one and you need a piece of advice, you can always give us a call. We'll be happy to give you a few names. But basically, the reason the real estate agent is so important is because they are going to be providing you all of the knowledge about what the process looks like, which lender to use, because, you know, lenders offer different products. And, you know, if your agent doesn't know about the products that are offered by a lender, then you're not going to know. And so you might not know to ask the lender about those.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, David, this all sounds great. Appreciate, again, you swinging by and joining us. Should anyone listening have any questions on any of this, how do they find you and where do they learn more about O'Kelley and Sorahan?
They can visit us at our website, which is www.okellyandsorahan.com. They can also give us a call. If you're in the Cumming area and you're looking for a closing attorney, you can give me a call. It's 678-513-9330. And you can always shoot me an email, which is dstrauss@oslawllc.com.
David Strauss, a closing attorney with O'Kelley and Sorahan. David, again, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, David Strauss, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Carol and I are signing off for the moment, and thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next week.